Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of Open for Business, your guide to making small businesses big winners. I'm Prof. Eric, and joining me now is the Savannah Ronald McDonald House's Bill Sorachek. Bill, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, Ronald McDonald House is one of those places that a lot of people have heard of it, but maybe people don't absolutely understand what it is. Tell us a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, sure. I mean, the Ronald McDonald House has been around since 1974, and we've been here in Savannah for over 28 years now. And what the Ronald McDonald House does is takes care of critically ill and injured children and their families during what's probably the most traumatic time that the family's facing. For us, we serve every illness and every injury as long as the child is critical, from newborn to college age. So we are constantly in a state where every family that's with us is going through some very severe trauma. We take care of the children when they're here. A lot of our cancer patients are treated, you know, at the hospitals here in the Savannah area, and then they stay with us during their treatment. There's also times when the children are obviously in the hospital, but then the families are staying with us. So one way or the other, we're taking care of the whole family dynamic. And we do that in a way that allows us to give them a home away from home so that when they step in through our doors, it's business as usual, as much as one can say that, with what's going on in their lives. And we, you know, each family has their own bedroom with a private bath. There's a hot meal every night, snacks and drinks and all kinds of foods available during the day for breakfast, lunch, and just something to soothe your needs. We have wireless internet. We have a laundry facility. We provide all the laundry detergents. We provide all those foods, whatever a person needs. And, you know, we do that 365, 24/7 because a child is sick on Christmas Day just as easily as they are sick on a Tuesday. So that's quickly a snapshot of what the house does. And then, of course, we also have two family rooms at both Candler and Memorial Children's Hospital, which are extensions of the house. And they provide all the same things I just mentioned except the overnight accommodations. And to give you an idea, last year in 2014, the house itself provided over 4,000 family night stays, and the two family rooms served an additional 3,000 families in 2014. So we're pretty busy. Yeah. And then for us also, which people don't realize with us, is we also have a mobile unit, which serves three counties in South Carolina. And it's a dental program that we've done now for going on 10 years. And we served an additional 2,600 kids in those communities last year who probably saw a dentist for the first time in their lives.
So you really, I mean, you're kind of an all-inclusive charity just really there for these families and mostly for these, and especially for these children.
Oh, absolutely. And what, you know, there's a lot of wonderful charities out there, but what makes Ronald McDonald House special to me, and I've been in nonprofit now 18 years, nine of it's been with Ronald McDonald House system, is that every penny we raise, everything that we do stays here in the community. Not a single cent leaves the Coastal Empire area. So who we're taking care of is the people in our community or those individuals that are using our hospital systems. Because for us, you know, when you in the papers, you know, or on the news stations, you know, hear of a horrific accident on I-95 that has involved children in it, you know, in a car as an example, or drowning at the beach, they're using the hospitals. And we had families from as far away as Wisconsin, you know, this past year that, unfortunately, the circumstances brought them to our home. So all the money is staying here. Everything we do is for the community. And what's also the second part of that I really am a large or huge fan of is that it's every illness. We are not just focusing on one illness. It's every injury, every illness that's going to affect children from that 0 to 22, 23 years of age, and we're taking care of them.
So, I mean, it could be, like you said, anything from a car accident to maybe a fall off of a bike.
Fall off a bike if the child's critical.
Medical cancer.
Absolutely. You know, for us, we're probably still serving NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, probably the most, and that for us is a lot of premature children that are being born. The average weight of a child staying with us that's in the NICU unit has probably been about 2 pounds. So it's very critical. And those families can stay to us. We've had four families stay with us over 120 days this year because of the seriousness of in the state of the child.
Well, and that must be so nice for these parents. I mean, not just to have that kind of support, but, you know, if you don't live right next to a hospital or the hospital that your child is at, that's the only place you want to be. You don't want to be at home. You don't want to, you know, a lot of times you're taking time off of work. You want to be as close to your child as possible, and that's what Ronald McDonald House Family is, a location, as you said, kind of like a bed and breakfast type, it sounds like, where it's a communal living, but it gives you, like you said, a home away from home.
It is, and you know, and we're very fortunate. You know, the community is very supportive of what we do and our mission, and so that lends itself to helping us help more families. You know, we look at it as, and we're not even counting, you know, gas prices the way, and of course they've come down, which everybody's happy about, but an average night stay with us probably costs $89 when you start taking into account the accommodations and the food and the laundry and all the other things. And we ask for a $10 a night donation, and we probably only see that about 17% of the time because the families just can't even afford that $10. And especially when you start thinking about it, you know, some of our families, 128 days, that's a lot of that adds up very quickly. So being
even
there for your
$10 a night.
Exactly. And then, as you said, very appropriately, you want to be here. And no one thinks about those pieces. You know, when your child, you know, sick so long, and especially because it's in such a critical nature of that whole stay with us, and during that time, families still have to have a dynamic. There's siblings involved that have to get to school and have to have other functions. Parents have to work. You're trying to do all those balances. And again, it's at the most horrific time that you've probably had in your entire life. So that comfort of being able to walk in and everything from a shoulder to lean on with us, to having access to various programs or social workers or all those kind of things that can help the family or the family dynamic, we're able to provide every day. For us, every day is different. There is no such thing as a typical day at a Ronald McDonald House because our families constantly change, the situations change, the stories change. But what remains constant is that we're there for the families.
And, you know, you mentioned you like to try to get a $10 donation from each family member per night. But, you know, as you said, medical bills, mounting, everything going crazy like that, you hold several benefits each year to help raise money for the Ronald McDonald House.
We do. You know, for us, you know, we have to, we're looking at a budget that is in, you know, close to $1 million a year to run all those programs that I mentioned earlier. We do that by, you know, general donations, in-kind donations, grants, all those are available. But for us here in this community, we put on what we think are some really good events that allows people to not only enjoy themselves, but at the same time help an amazing cause.
And you have one coming up in April. It's a couple months away, so you still have time to prepare for it and sign up. Wine, Women, and Shoes. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, three words that if you add together, it seems to be a perfect fit. We created this event just last year in 2014 with a lot of help and prayer, for lack of better words, because it was a brand new event, never seen before to this extent in the Savannah area. And we had an amazing first year success. We had just under 500 attendees. We raised well over $100,000 for the house. So it was just in that facet, it was amazing. But what it is are the three things that I'm being told, so this is not trying to be a sexist comment, but three things that women really, really like. We've got an event that has a lot of working components. So We have 12 vineyards coming in. We'll have well over 30 different wines for wine tasting at 12 different wine stations. And this is all going to be taking place at the Morris Center on April 16th. Tickets just went on sale this morning. So you have all those wines. We'll have 20-plus restaurants, all with different small type, and not appetizers, but a little bit bolder than appetizer size, but to really give a good tasting and pairing with all those wines. There'll be boutiques coming in. Last year we had Zia and Kelly Parker and Lisa Mackey and a lot of others that came in and brought everything from jewelry to shoes to purses to scarves. So there was a shopping experience also available for all our attendees. And then it ends with a giant fashion show and a lot of event things. And for us, the big excitement that Savannah still is talking to us about anyway, is that instead of having your typical come in and bid on a lot of different items and, you know, silent auction item kind of pieces, what we did was we got a little crazy and a little different, and we created what was called a key to the cellar and a key to the closet. And the value of the closet and the value of the cellar were both over $12,000 in retail gift certificates and merchandise, ranging from wine refrigerators and furniture to various wines and spa packages and jewelry, and the list went on and on. And what we do is we will sell 100 keys for the closet and 100 keys for the cellar that night at the event. And the keys are just $100 each, and we're only selling 100. So better odds than any lottery I know of. One in a 100 chance of winning and walking out with everything in that closet or cellar, you know, valued at $12,000. And the two ladies that won it last year are still ecstatic from everything that took place. So it's just a lot of fun things. Being, you know, it's not just a women's event. You know, although it was probably about 80% attendees last year happened to be women, because it was. I don't know if anybody knew what to expect. for lack of a better word, and all those things going on, and it makes it very special. We have VIP tickets, and it's a very limited number of VIP tickets. There was 175 available, and we're already down to only 66 tickets left at the VIP level. And the VIP level gets you in an hour earlier to sample all those foods and drinks, plus the VIP has special seating and other foods and drink that are only geared. Last year we had a Dom Perignon for our patrons that were just the VIPs. VIPs get a gift bag that last year's value of the bag, which was a 31 bag, along with a lot of great gifts inside. And I'm not talking coupons. I mean real value gifts. You had $150 VIP ticket, and the value of the bag and its contents was $220. So you were already getting something in return for your wonderful donation to help our cause. And the same thing on our general tickets. It's the event for them starts at an hour later at 7 o'clock, and they still get a gift bag, which was a lower value. I think the value of the general bag was a $90 value, but that's also only a $75 ticket. And and last year we had 150 VIPs, and it sold out pretty quickly. And then we had just under or just over 300 general tickets sold.
And you know, all this money goes, like you said, directly to our Ronald McDonald House charities right here in Savannah.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, everything's staying here. All that money raised is here, because this is where we are. There's lots of Ronald McDonald Houses. There's over 353 of them in the world, but we're all independent of each other. So everything we do, we have our own board of directors. We all do our monetary fundraising with different kinds of programs or means. And that allows us to keep all the monies here. So for us, you know, we have the events like Wine, Women, and Shoes. We do have wine and fries at the end of the year in 2015, because after the success of Wine, Women, and Shoes in 2014, the women loved it. And a lot of the guys came to us and said, hey, what about us? And we took that to heart. So this fall in 2015, we're going to be doing the first ever beer, guys, and cigars, and that will be out at Savannah Quarter. So there's going to be something for the guys. So I say that so that you let your ladies go, you know, have fun, because they set the tone in April, and whatever they do or spend, you have the same right to be able to do it in September of 2015. And, you know, it's going to tie into a major golf tournament. It's a two-day event. There'll be a big event similar to what I just mentioned, you know, to Wine, Women, and Shoes, but only for the, you know, with a spin of instead of red heels and pumps, there's probably going to be FootJoy golf shoes and loafers instead. So it should be a fun year for us here at the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, and that's got to be kind of a nice relief, because I'm sure that a majority of your days are not always incredibly happy. You know, these are families going through a lot of really hard, difficult times, and this has got to be a nice way to just kind of take a deep breath and know that you're still helping the house, but you're getting to get people together to have a little bit of fun.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody is, you know, the most part knows what we're doing. What people don't always know, and we really don't talk about unless asked, is, you know, in 2014, although we did 4,000 plus family night stays and served, you know, all the families that I mentioned earlier, we turned away as many families as we served. Our wait list averages 9 to 16 families a day that we can't get in because we just don't have the room. We know we need to grow. We hope to do that over the next 2 to 4 years and go from a 13-bedroom facility, which we are currently, and we're hoping to grow to a 28-bedroom facility, which if we had today, we would still be full. But the part of it that no one realizes is because of who we're serving, and when I say who, it's that word critically ill or injured, and that word critical plays its or rears its ugly head too much on us. In 2014, sadly, we lost 18 children. And that takes its toll on staff and volunteers, because when someone's with you, whether it's a day or 128 days, you tend to become part of their family or they yours, depending on how you look at it. And there's some days that are better than others. We know we need to be here for those families, but for us, sometimes, you know, and it's not about going to an event to have a good time. It's going out to the event to more celebrate all the successes, you know, that we had, you mm-hmm. know, for our families and children, and hope that we can continue to do that more. You know, Children's Hospital at Memorial and of course, St. Joe's Candlers and all their dealings are probably some of the most revered and well-respected medical, you know, agencies in the community, and we're very blessed to have them. We're very fortunate to be on campus so that our families can walk across the street to the hospital and be there for their children. So, you know, for that, we're very grateful for, because, you know, although 18 seems like a high number, when you start thinking about how many children we see in a year, it's and that they're all critical, you know, I think it's a pretty amazing blessing that we're at.
Right. And for people who maybe are not going to be able to make it to the organized events, but they still want to help out, how can people donate to Ronald McDonald House?
Well, there's a lot of different things that people can do. I mean, first off, just going to the website, you can donate online, or you can come by the house. We are often given tours that people have, you know, been in the community for so long and never stepped foot into the house, which is we're grateful for. We don't want you to have to come here for a bad reason, but we'd love to give tours and showcase and show off the house and what we're doing, so they can stop in to donate monetarily. But also for a lot of those people out there, and we know there's over 2,000 nonprofits in the Savannah community, and like I said, there's a lot of really good ones out there, and as a nonprofit, we're asking for those two things that people don't have enough of more often than not, you know, time and money. But the other option for us is, if you don't have that monetary opportunity to either go to an event or just to make a regular donation, we have lots of great volunteer opportunities, from either helping prepare a meal in the evening for our families, because we have groups that come in and do the cooking for us, to coming in and volunteering either here at the house or at one of the two family rooms and taking on a three-hour shift. And all that entails is maybe answering the phones or giving some directions or, you know, showing some kindness to some families that are coming in, you know, at that time. And that helps us, because everything I've talked about, you know, doing all these events and all our day-to-day operations and taking care of all our families and doing this, we do this with a full-time staff of only 4 people. We think we do a really good job, but we are very reliant upon volunteers. So there are those opportunities. And for those people out there that maybe aren't as comfortable in that setting but or are looking to see the fun piece, you know, the components, which are the events, we often have the need for volunteers to come and work an event for us, you know, whether it's doing registration or, you know, on our golf tournaments, being out on the hole and thanking those patrons that have supported the house or supporting that event. There's so many opportunities. And what we like to do is say, you know, give us a call, have a conversation with us, come out and visit us. We want to put you where you're going to have the most fun in giving back. That's going to make the difference to you. You know, so often we hear, I'll do anything. And the reality of that statement is I can tell you or give you a job that you will do that first time, but you may not like me by the end of it and won't want to be back with us. And what we want to do, just like we do with our sponsors and our donors and our families, it's a two-way street. We want you to come in and get as much out of it as we do. I love coming to work. I can't tell you the last 9 years, you know, how much vacation I haven't taken, just because it's really easy to get caught up in being here, and each day is different, and we feel we give that same experience to our volunteers, and I mean that in a really, really good way. The times go by quick. You have a great sense of, you know, giving back to the community, because you are taking care of what we think are the most precious components of the Coastal Empire, our children. So there's a lot of neat opportunities like that, but we want to focus on it so that when you come in, it's what you're comfortable with, what you like doing. We have volunteers that are with us and have a set schedule every Monday at 9 a.m. They're here at the desk answering the phones or answering the door and making sure the house is comfortable and warm and caring, and it makes such a difference for when our families that come down, whether just for a cup of coffee after a long night or come over for a snack from coming at the hospital, seeing that smiling face, having somebody there to be as little or as much as needed for what their wants are, I cannot begin to tell you what a difference that makes.
You said that you have been in the nonprofit business for 18 years, I think it was.
Yes, ma'am. Actually going on 19. I go by my daughter's age, who's going to be turning 21 this year. So when she turns 21, I will be in it for 19.
What made you come over to Ronald McDonald House? What was it about that organization?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity in my previous life when I worked in it for an aerospace company and was traveling all around the world. And it was my daughter, who at the time was 2, when her daddy moved his travel bag, started to cry, and that was my first look into not traveling, and that turned into an opportunity with, of all places, the Girl Scouts. And I was actually a Girl Scout for 7 years. I was the only guy there, but I was a Girl Scout. And that was up in South Carolina. And then a couple other, you know, opportunities to move in the nonprofit area, which I enjoyed, Muscular Dystrophy Association and Susan G. Komen. But the opportunity, when it presented, to first get with the Ronald McDonald House, what I was drawn by was that knowing of the two things I mentioned earlier. That first off, all the monies that I was going to be tasked to earn, you know, bring in for the organization were staying right there. And not only that, what I love about Ronald McDonald House is that when you give me a dollar and you say, I want this dollar to be part of the family room, or I want this dollar to be part of the house, your dollar really goes right there. I mean, we are so controlling of where we want those wishes to go. It's not going into a general fund. It's not going out for research. It's not being sent outside the community. Where your money is earmarked for is where we're going to use it, because A, there's the need for it, but B, we want to be good stewards of those monies. Not every nonprofit has that opportunity to do that because they are sending a percentage out for research, which are wonderful things. But for me,
right,
I wanted to be able to hold that, see that, and make sure it was here for those we were taking care of. Also, in being in Ronald McDonald's for 9 years and never looking back, if you get to meet all the people, and there, like I said, are 353 houses worldwide doing this, it's just such a unique place. I just couldn't think of being anywhere else that what we do day in and day out. And because of being able to serve not just one illness, we're not just taking care of cancer patients. We're taking care of cancer or a premature baby. We're taking care of a car accident to a drowning but the child, you know, and again, it's not just, you know, everyone thinks of Ronald McDonald sometimes and they think of just little babies because we always see those pictures of the of moms and dads holding their newborns. But for us, I mean, right now we've got families, you know, 14-year-old, 18-year-old, 20-year-old that have been using the house, and that's often forgotten. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just don't think anyone really overthinks the big picture. So for me, I'm getting to serve, you know, 0 to 22, 23-year-olds and on all those different illnesses or injuries. I feel that it lets me spread our wealth of being able to take care of people around to those who really need it.
That is wonderful. Now, again, the upcoming Wine, Women, and Shoes will be on April 10th.
16th. No, April 16th.
April 16th.
April 10th,
sorry,
was last
April
year.
16th. Okay. And where can people get tickets? Can they just go to the rmhccoastalempire.org?
They can, but we also have a site that is completely dedicated to the event. And if they just go to winewomenandshoes.com and then /Savannah, that's another way, and that's the easiest way to purchase tickets. But you can do it from our website also. It still links you to those sites and to the Eventbrite for tickets. Also, if someone just wants to call in, there's a lot of people either or stop by to purchase their tickets because some people don't like to do that online. We're receptive to phone calls or stopping by the house, and we will take care of you the best way possible.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again for talking with us today. It's really amazing. You don't think about how much Ronald McDonald House really does until you need it, and you hope that you never do need it, but it's awesome knowing that it's there if you do.
That's the way we like to look at it, too. We want you to come visit us just to see us, and hopefully you don't need to use us for the other reason.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time and having us on today. We really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Open for Business, the Low Country source to make small businesses big winners. I'm Paul Federick, and we will see you next time.